We're going to be speaking with Heath Evans, analyst from NFL Network, coming up in just a moment. You can see Heath on NFL Network's NFL Total Access tonight at 8 o'clock as I think him and everybody there at NFL Network, much like us here, the Finsiders, getting ready for the NFL Draft, which is now less than 2 weeks away from the first round. And now let's head out to the Metro PCS hotline and speak to Heath Evans, analyst from NFL Network. Heath, how are you doing this evening? Thanks for joining us on the Finsiders.
Oh man, it's good to have you. Good to have you guys. Thanks for letting me come on. Is what I meant to say. It's been a busy draft week. My mind's cluttered, but thanks for having me on.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Heath. Greg Likens, John Congemi, Sam Madison here, and Heath. The Dolphins have been busy this offseason. New general manager Dennis Hickey coming in, free agency. They've had a lot of activity. What do you think so far of the imprint that Dennis Hickey has made with the acquisitions he's done with this roster?
Well, I'm always big on the toughness factor. You know, Sam knows that AFC East, you better be tough, especially late in the year if you're going to get wins. And you know, I think Brandon Albert, you know, getting him away from Kansas City was huge. That takes care of some of the offensive line problems. I still think you need to address more of those issues in the draft. But even a player like Courtland Finnegan, you know, he's a guy that's obviously back into his career, but he brings an attitude. He brings a presence that I think, you know, when you're battling for playoff spots and you're battling for tough wins in the fourth quarter, he's a guy that's just going to find a way to not only make your defensive backfield better, he can make your defense better, which will in turn make your offense better. So, you know what, they've put together some nice pieces. You know, now you just got to get them to work out in the systems that they're going to be put into.
Let's go to the backfield real quick. No Sean Moreno signs here, a one-year contract. Are you surprised the way running backs are being treated in free agency and how that market has declined over the years?
Well, I think it's hard to say. You know, I think to be fair, and most running backs might disagree with me, I think the running backs are being treated fairly. You know, I mean, when you look at the backs, that they're somewhat isolated in what they can and can't do, and I think No Sean would kind of fall into that category. He's had kind of spurts and bursts of moments when you're like, man, you really like this guy, but then other times he disappears. You could say, hey, LeGarrette Blount and his deal that he signed up in Pittsburgh, he's a limited running back. He's not necessarily a receiving back. It seems like at times he'll struggle in pass protection, so he can't really be trusted here and there. If you get a back that can do it all coming out of college, you'd have an easy first-round grade on them. You look at Marshawn Lynch, you look at Frank Gore, you look at the guys that teams hang their hats on, you're crazy if you're telling me that if those two guys weren't in the draft this day and age, that they wouldn't be first-round grades. The answer is yes, because, yeah, it's a quarterback-driven league, and, yeah, you want to pass the ball and need to pass the ball, but the proof's in the pudding. Baltimore 2 years ago, Seattle this year, they've won it being tough, hard-nosed, teams that are focused on running the ball and kind of setting the tone for the game. So if there's a back that's a true three-down back, you know, Marshall Faulk coming out again this day and age, Lord knows, you know, you're going to have a top-10 pick on your hands.
Heath, I want to stay on the offensive side of the football. Obviously, everybody's been putting in a lot of time looking into May's draft coming up, and the Dolphins sit at 19. And I'm of the belief that even that the Dolphins went out and got Brandon Albert, they got some help with Jason Fox to help out on that right side, I still think they have to go out after the best tackle that's still on the board at 19. Now, Greg Robinson, Jake Matthews, those guys are going to probably be gone, as well as Taylor Lewan. What's your viewpoint of Zach Martin from Notre Dame? Does he fit? Can he move from the left side to the right side? Or even if he doesn't fit on the outside, he might be a guy you can kick inside and get a lot of years at the guard spot.
Well, I think he's a guy that people know he's smart, and I think people kind of underestimate that quality, you know, and obviously we've seen a lot of players struggle to get to the opposite side of the ball. I mean, their set is different. Even your vision, your punch hand is different. There's a lot of, you know, intricacies that go into making that switch. A lot of people, you know, think it's easier. I mean, even Sam, I mean, you know, you play corner on the left side, you're like Asante Samuel in New England. He loved having his back to that left sideline, and he was one of the best in the business and as dangerous as they come when he was comfortable in that spot. You start moving him inside to the slot or on the flip side like they did in Philly, he didn't have the same success. But I think the one thing that you get with Zach Martin is that you get a smart, tough guy. And so a lot of your protection issues you don't worry about. A lot of the stuff that you'd worry about your O-line being able to kind of mentally handle, you have that down pat. You don't worry about that aspect of the game. Now, whether or not they can handle the NFL fire and the NFL strength and the NFL speed, That's really what it boils down to. And I hate to kind of put my name and my mark on many of these draft guys just because we see so many guys with so much potential and so much hype come in. And, you know, this NFL, it's just different than college. I'm a huge SEC fan, but there is no college game like the pro game. It's just different. The mental aspect is different. The physical part is definitely different. The 17-week grind, everything about it is just much more demanding. So you like the tape. You like the toughness. Let's see what this kid brings to the table. But I definitely agree with you. You got to get Ryan some help. You got to keep this kid standing upright. If he's standing upright, not taking the sacks, the turnovers are going to go down. You're going to be better on third down. And I think they need to find a three-down running back to go with this offense and the improvement of the offensive line. And this team might be pretty dangerous moving forward.
Hey, if you talk about the AFC East, and majority of the time, the best way to get into the playoff is to win your division. So with the Dolphins, they understand that they have to compete with the New England Patriots and what they have on their roster. And you look at the way that Dennis Hickey, he's gone out into the free agency, he's built some guys. But there are some other guys that really need to take a look at coming in this draft. You talk about Eric Ebron, tight end, Zach Martin. You talk about the guard position, but C.J. Mosley as well. And you talked about it yourself, addressing the offensive line, making that toughness. Is that really the key ingredient to what the Dolphins need to do in this draft to make them relevant in the AFC East again?
Well, I think in terms of the draft, and I mean, listen, you know this business better than I do, buddy. I mean, like, we've seen too many teams kind of get antsy to fill their need and then miss on a pick because they push and press a little bit too much. I mean, if you have a C.J. Mosley sitting there when you're still picking, you know, what, 19 or 20 in the first round, that's a guy that if you pass over, I think you're foolish. I mean, you look at New England, what they've tried to do, they've tried to kind of reinvent the offense again. Yeah, they want to throw the ball around with Tommy, but you know they're setting their mark on running the ball and dictating the clock and dictating the pace of the game and letting their defense rest and really playing that complementary style of ball. So, again, yeah, there's needs, and you say, hey, Ryan Tannehill's our future. There's a whole bunch of wish list things, but I just think when you start pushing and pressing about, oh, you know, we want this player, I just seen too many teams that I've been on, get in trouble. So I think, listen, you're slotted good. This is a team that got better last year in a lot of areas on the field that the tape proves it and shows it. Just kind of keep filling in those holes. You get rid of the whole offensive line turmoil from last year. You've got some good pieces to move forward, and I'm a huge believer in Ryan Tannehill.
Heath Evans, analyst from NFL Network, joining us here on the Metro PCS Hotline Monday through Friday on NFL Network. Path to the Draft airs at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, followed by NFL Total Access at 8 o'clock, which is where you can see Heath tonight. And Heath, you just mentioned you're a big fan of Ryan Tannehill, so if we go into that a little bit more, and again, it's not a safe assumption, but assuming the protection is better entering 2014 for him, what are your expectations for him entering his third year in the league?
You know, I always start with the quarterback play in the sense of just the mental decisions that they're making from that time when they break the huddle to their walking to the line of scrimmage. What are they digesting? What are they seeing? And then before they snap the ball, are they making good decisions before that ball is even snapped? And then in that 2.5-3 second window of time when that ball is snapped and those defensive pieces are moving everywhere, you know, is the quarterback getting more comfortable or is he getting less comfortable? Is he making the same mistakes that he made the year previous or the week previous, or is he getting better? And the reason that I've praised Ryan so thoroughly is that, you know, that's what you see. You don't see the same mistakes twice. You see his ability to kind of grasp what defenses are throwing at him, and that's really what separates our quarterbacks. Yeah, they've got to be able to see. And some quarterbacks, listen, I don't think RG3 sees the field well. I don't think Colin Kaepernick sees the field well. Ryan Tannehill sees the field well. This kid's got to be protected, and I think you'll see that continued growth. And, you know, we see the best quarterbacks. Peyton Manning's much better with a run game. Drew Brees with a run game is the best quarterback in the business. Tom Brady, better with a run game. And so if you can find a way to manipulate this offense under Coach Philbin to be steady in the run game, Ryan Tannehill is going to amaze the Miami Dolphins fans.
Heath, one more on Ryan Tannehill before we let you go. Wanted to ask you, this is going to be a new offense for Ryan Tannehill. My personal opinion, playing the position, I think it's a good thing for Ryan Tannehill because he's had that same voice and the same type of, I guess, mantra in his head for since Texas A&M with Mike Sherman. I think with Bill Lazor coming in, sprinkling in a little bit of what Philadelphia potentially could do to this Miami Dolphin offense, only because Ryan is such a great athlete at the position. He definitely has the foot speed of a Nick Foles, so I think he can do kind of the same things. I just wanted to get your opinion on maybe the growth in year three with something new to chew on, maybe looking at defenses a little bit differently with another voice.
Yeah, well, and I think the one thing I love about the move with Bill is that it's going to bring a new level of accountability. You know, with Sherman, like you said, it's probably a lot of the same coaching patterns and habits now for years, stacked on years, stacked on years. But what you get with a new voice is you get different things that coach is challenging you with. I mean, so not every coach is kind of stuck in their box, but most coaches have their mechanics, their ways they go about challenging players, not only your quarterback, but your O-line to protect and to do the things they need to do, route and depth, all the details of your wide receivers and running backs and all your eligibles. And that's what I like about this aspect of it, because I know Ryan doesn't shy away from hard work. I know he's a smart, tough guy. And so when you get quarterbacks that you're wondering, man, is he going to put in the time? Then you see a coaching change, man, this could be a negative. But with someone like Ryan, that's not even a question or concern in my mind. So, and I also think the one thing that Coach Lazor could do is that you can cover up offensive line weaknesses at times with, you talked about the different aspects that may be brought over from Philly. You know, some of those wrinkles, you can make some average offensive line look pretty good by putting a whole bunch of indecision in the mind of the defense. And when you can slow the defense down with indecision, you've got the advantage from snap one of a game. So I think there's a lot of pluses there. Obviously, anytime you throw in a different coach, it's always blended personalities, and people have to move and adjust and improvise, but hopefully that won't be an issue.
Check out Heath tonight on NFL Network's NFL Total Access at 8 o'clock. Heath, always appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us tonight on the Finsiders, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks.
There he is, Heath Evans, analyst from NFL Network, joining us on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.